Well, let's take a break now for just a moment from all our earthly woes and consider instead the night skies, where some pretty spectacular celestial events are going to take place this month. And we're going to bring back one of our favorite stargazers, Dean Regas, head astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory, former host of PBS's Stargazer Show, author of 100 Things to See in the Night Sky. Dean, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
And what are some of the things we're going to see, including something that hasn't happened since 1623? That's a while.
Oh,
what's
my
that?
Goodness. This is one of the rarest things that we will ever see. We have the two biggest planets in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, coming together in what's called a grand conjunction. And so they get close together about every 20 years or so, but this one is going to be exceptional. And on the night of December 21st, they'll be so close together that you can see them both in a telescope at the same time. They haven't been this close since 1623.
Wow. Will you be able to see the rings and those bands around Jupiter?
Oh, that's what's so great about this is you just need a backyard telescope, a simple beginner telescope, and point at the two objects up in the sky. To the naked eye, you'll be able to see them apart just barely. They'll almost be touching. But through the telescope, then you can see the moons of Jupiter, the bands across Jupiter, and then, of course, the beautiful rings of Saturn. And I mean, I see them each individually, but at the same time, oh boy, this is going to be great.
Oh, it is. Any other tips on how to see it?
If it's cloudy on the 21st, there's a backup plan. So the night of the 20th and 22nd, they're going to be pretty close. So you at least have three nights where you can see them really close together, probably in a scope. But the 19th could be good. The 23rd could be good. I'd say don't bet on just the 21st to try any of those nights, and you'll see them getting closer together. You just need a clear view to the southwestern sky and just a little bit of magnification, not a giant telescope, but just a little scope will do it.
Boy, I can see this being one of those events that people travel for, to have a clear sky in order to see this.
Oh, I'm watching the weather very carefully. If I have to travel, maybe I'll come up to Boston area. I don't know. We'll see which way we go.
Of course, we have to say if you travel, you have to travel carefully. But don't worry if you miss it because you can see another one in 2080.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. You missed this one only 60 more years till the next one. At least we didn't have to, we had to wait almost 400 years for this. But no, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. And people have been noticing the two planets getting closer together up in the sky, the grand conjunction. Oh, it's going to be really cool.
Okay, so make note of that. But other celestial events, there's going to be a Geminid meteor shower December 13th and 14th. How best to see that?
Yeah, the Geminids have been putting on good shows the last couple of years, and this is an annual meteor shower, and the best way to do this is to go out, get away from the city lights as much as possible. We don't have a moon that's going to be in our way, so that's going to be good, and the darker the sky, the more meteors you're going to see. And so I know there's all these websites that say, oh, you're going to see 80 or 100 an hour, but more realistically, you'll probably see more like 12 an hour. So little shooting stars going across about one every 5 minutes or so, and a good excuse to get out there and do some stargazing.
Two lunar eclipses in 2021?
Yes, we've had a little bit of an eclipse drought, but we got two good ones coming up May and November of next year. One's going to be almost a total lunar eclipse. One will be a total lunar eclipse. That's when the moon turns that kind of eerie shade of orange and red and also gets the nickname of the blood moon and all that stuff. And one of the nice sights to see, at least that'll tide us over a little bit till the total solar eclipse in 2024.
And by the way, will those be seen everywhere, the lunar eclipses?
The lunar eclipse in May is a little bit better to see on the western half of the United States than the eastern half. And then in November, it's pretty good across the entire country.
By the way, you've been mentioning backyard telescopes. Boy, wouldn't that make a lovely Christmas gift for someone? Except they're hard to get. Have people been buying them up? Is this become a hobby because of COVID?
I think it has. And you can't get a new telescope anywhere. We've ordered telescopes back in July, and we still haven't gotten them. It's just the demand is so high right now that people are doing this on their own. So, yeah, we apologize to people trying to get telescopes for the holidays, but still lots they can see on their own.
Just pick out something that's gorgeous in the night sky that people can go out and see in the month of December, just something pretty they can see with their bare eyes.
Well, I have a lot of favorite stars and favorite constellations, but I'll say my favorite is Orion. That's the constellation that comes up in the wintertime. And so if you're up a little bit later, past 8 or 9 o'clock, you'll start seeing him rising up in the east. And it's the one of 3 stars in a row for a belt. And he'll just come up sideways. The 3 stars will come up in a vertical line. And then the stars around it just looks like it's just a really nice pattern to look for. And we'll have that all winter long.
Yeah, you always forget Orion's like tilted.
Yeah, when he starts coming up, he comes up on his side, at least from where we are. And then when he moves over to the southern sky, then it's standing upright. But it's definitely one of the best constellations to see. You don't need a telescope for it. You know, Mars is still up in the sky also, that you could see this kind of bright red light up in the south. And it's very high in the sky and noticeable. So there's plenty to see without a telescope, too.
And by the way, Orion has a bow, right? Like a bow and arrow?
Well, it depends on how you picture him. I've seen him with a bow and arrow. I've seen him with a sword and a shield. I've seen him with a club and a shield. And some elementary school students sent me a picture they drew of him with a baguette. I thought that was kind of fun. And a butter knife hanging from his belt. It was so you can imagine whatever you want.
Somehow, when I was getting my Girl Scout badge, I do not think we were thinking yet of baguettes. Dean Regas, head astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory, author of 100 Things to See in the Night Sky. Dean, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to remember the pleasures. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. It's a great time of year to just kick back and get outside and look at the stars. And it's stuff we kind of forget about sometimes, but the stars will go on and we just like people to keep looking up.
And if you want to look now and see whether you think Orion has a baguette or a bow and arrow, we've got pictures here and now.org.